As part of Women's History Month, Alaska Public Media brings you the voices of influential Alaskan women who have helped shape and define the social, cultural, and political discourse in Alaska. 15 women were recently inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Anchorage. Former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer was inducted herself in 2009. She was on hand to introduce one of this year's inductees, the late nurse Arnie Belts.
For 32 years, Belts provided public health services in Village, Alaska, and in Anchorage during the polio and TB epidemics and the 1964 earthquake. She pioneered the use of nurse practitioners in Alaska and creatively organized Anchorage entities and federal funds into a training facility for pre-med, nursing, village aides, public health nurses, and others. During her 20 years as manager of the Community Health Services Division of the municipality's health department, Belts started the Women, Infants, and Children's Nutrition Program, the Children's Abuse Board, the Home Health Agency, and the Family Planning and Women's Health Program. Belts was honored by the municipality for her many contributions to public health nursing, naming the building which houses the Department of Health and Human Services as the Arnie Belts Building in 1990. She is regarded as a visionary leader in public health, one who shaped its practices and institutions and served as a mentor and inspiration to all who worked with her. To receive the award, her son, William Belts.
I am William Belts, and Arnie was my mom. My mother passed away on February 1st of this year. But before she died, she knew that she wouldn't make this award presentation. "Would you please go and accept the award for me?" she asked more than once. I assured her I would, and I'm honored to be here. If my mother were here, she would probably say something to the effect that all the hard work and changes for the better that came under her tenure at the health department was a group effort, that without the input of all the nurses under her, not much would have gotten done. Well, she is not here, and I am here to tell you that my mother went far and beyond in her effort to make Alaska a healthier place. Under her direction, she started many programs, including WIC. She would come home to cook dinner and be off to ply the simile for more money for some new program. Mom was driven in her pursuit to make the world a little bit better. Her work was serious and important, and we are all in a better place for her contributions. With that said, what Mom did at work meant little to me as I grew up. What made her a hero to me was when she would open her home to local kids on the verge of the street. She was my hero when she volunteered at the suicide hotline. She was my hero when someone she knew from her days in the bush would come to Anchorage. So many times I saw the ritual. The villager would be in Anchorage due to a relative with an illness or injury. They would come to our house and my mother would make tea. She would sit and listen. The sadness spilled out and was absorbed. And with the tea consumed, the leaves were red, leading to a bright future. This I saw so many times with its powerful effect. Her ability to give hope, share her home, and listen are the reasons I believe she deserves recognition. Thank you.
That was Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Arnie Belts' son, William, accepting Arnie's award. More profiles are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.